friends.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. I'm so confused, Brian, because Dalton was here for like last Thursday, Friday. It just kind of just blew me away. I mean, his days are, you know, he kind of messed me up a little bit. So I had to ask you what day it was.
We kind of think about what he's got, you know, days, nights, up, down, not working.
Yeah, working. His fault.
Well, he did cause it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any pity for him, but I mean, yeah. I do for her, mm-hmm. You know. But I think he's been a good father, hasn't he? I mean, he's been
probably not.
He's doing his doing his share, fair share.
Yeah, he had to do. He was a little braggadocious when she was in the hospital, you know, and they came, I've changed every diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you want, a medal?
That's a fact of life, buddy. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know. 2 days until Flag Day, 3 days until Father's Day, and it's Throwback Thursday. When is the military parade? When is that? You know, I almost called him Uncle Trump. Uncle Donald. When is the military parade? Isn't it this weekend? Am I right about that? It's the same day as his birthday, I believe. I was thinking it was in Washington this weekend, but I don't know if it's this weekend or not. I may be wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
D.C. prepares for the military parade. 18 miles of fencing, 175 megatometers. I guess those are like the things that you go through for metal detectors.
I heard somewhere that they're going to have to repair the roads after the tanks come through. Is that true?
Wow, maybe so.
That's a pretty heavy piece of artillery.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they get them there? I mean,
they're either there.
Is Ed the Zebra going to be there?
Fly them in. The military parade is to honor the 250th for the country, but it also happens to be his 79th birthday. An estimated 200,000 are expected to attend the evening parade.
Evening, okay. All right. That should be pretty, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you see other countries do this. I mean, you see Russia do it. You see North Korea where they parade the weapons, Iran.
Right.
All of those countries, I mean, they'll parade their military. It's, you know, kind of a show of force. And we've never had anything like that, but again, I do think it's under the veil of this being a way to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country. But
well, that's nice. But 200,000 people are showing up. That's going to be pretty amazing. That's a big number.
Yeah,
to show up.
And I think something like this was kind of planned, maybe not to this extent. But
I know in his first term he wanted to have one.
Yeah.
I think, but it never came to fruition. But
there were going to be celebrations of the 250th, and I guess he as president gets to help decide some of those things.
I think it's somewhere. I'm still on the tanks tearing up the roads. It's hard for me to believe that. Imagine that. But now there are people say the big they don't like 1 or 2 ton trucks in their parking lot, you know, like parking, because it tears the pavement up, you know, that kind of thing. So kind of amazing. It's just, but that's, what day is that exactly? Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday evening. Will that be televised, do you think? I'm sure it will.
Yeah. I can't find an article that won't get me past the paywall. Maybe this one will. Concern over road damage, the parade route, Constitution Avenue, 60 tons rolling through the city.
Woo.
And big steel plates. So they're
getting them there
cost.
Is what I think is so amazing. Getting y'all that there, it's just amazing to me.
It's going to cost between $25 and $45 million. Thousands of troops will march in formation wearing uniforms, even going back to the Revolutionary War. Saturday The 14th, yeah.
I'm sure
evening.
Military bands, too, I would think, or some kind of music going through there. I mean, I don't think Madonna's going to be on, you know, driving on a float or anything like that, but I would say they'll have some bands there, or the military bands will be there.
I would think so.
Is that Army, Navy, Marines, everybody?
This just says Army.
Army, okay.
So it's just the Army.
Salute the veterans. There you go. All right, well, we've run out of time. We've got to take a little break and check that weather for you. That's always important here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we could see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies. We top out around 90. Isolated showers and storms linger Thursday night, dropping back to around 71 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms will be more widespread into Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we hit a high around 89. Showers and storms remain into Friday night, dropping back to around 70 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help its members understand if solar is right for them and help members avoid possible scams from outside parties. Learn more at mte.com/prosolar.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Indiana Pacers took care of business in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, coming out on top 116-107 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Benedict Mathurin off the bench was the leading scorer of the game, 27 points. Tyrese Haliburton was just shy of a triple-double, 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Thunder had 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists.
It felt like they won all the 50-50 plays. They executed on both ends of the ball. When you give those two things up, and no matter what quarter, you're probably going to lose the quarter. Especially, and then it goes back to especially on the road in a hostile environment, there are crowds behind them. So, yeah, we got to take care of those things if we want to come out of game forward a dub.
Game 4 will be on Friday. In baseball, the Giants have won 7 in a row after defeating the Rockies 10-7, and the Yankees topped the Royals 6-3. Aaron Judge with home run number 25 on the season.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on June 13th. This is episode 1677. June 12th, pretty soon. I saw at Riverdale, I was going by Riverdale the other day, and it said, see you August 6th.
Gross.
That's kind of like the sign I get from you when I get the, I've got the new schedule out, if you want to look at it before I, you know, make the final plans. and, you know, chills go up my spine, that kind of thing.
10-game regular season, and we've got like 13 or 14 games. Yeah.
What? How do we have 13, 14 games?
Well, there's some Thursday games, so.
Oh, nobody told me about Thursday games. That's double.
It's no new revelation. We've only been doing it for like 3 years.
Well, we didn't do many last year.
Yeah, it's they alternate the years, from what I understand, mostly. So, you know, some classifications, one cycle have to have Thursdays on this, you know, even and odd. So,
man, like you're going to be busy this year.
I know you are.
Yeah, you are. We've got to tell you that we're powered today by, you know, I've reversed my where my signs are. Here we go. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program offers a $50 bill credit for home EV charging setup. Details at driveev.com. I know you'll find EV setups at Cracker Barrel and that kind of thing. Do they provide one? You can buy one and they'll put one in for you at your house?
Well, is
that what that's for?
The credits go to that to help you put one in at your house.
Yeah. You need to put one in for your house.
I don't have an EV.
Oh, you don't have a hybrid?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that every single hybrid, you don't have to do that.
Oh, really?
Some of them you do, but some of them you don't.
Wow. Then I'd rather get a hybrid than an all electric.
Well,
wouldn't you?
They sell them, yeah.
Okay.
I drove one and I liked it, but I didn't have to charge it. It charged itself.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Got about 40 miles to the gallon.
Yeah. That's nice. Kelly Bean. Wow. Today's good neighbor of the day for all the work she does at the Chamber of Commerce to help businesses succeed in our growing community. Kelly Beam, and we've met her many times. We've seen her a lot. She's a good friend of ours. She'll receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Send in a good neighbor. How do you do that? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easy ways you can send in good neighbors to us here at the Big G, WGNS. Well, it's National Iced Tea Day, so enjoy some iced tea. National Frosted Cookie Day.
Ooh, crumble cookies.
It's also Call Your Doctor Day, but John, it's Ballpoint Pen Day.
Oh, that's a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm a gel pen guy, not a ballpoint. Although you have transferred to ballpoint.
Yeah, but I have a gel this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That Sharpie gel is really good. It's really starting to be my favorite during baseball and softball.
Yeah.
I use it to make out the lineups. No drip or anything. It's pretty neat. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got coming up our song of the day.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down-home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The downtown Nashville parking garage at the center of a massive fire earlier this week will be closed indefinitely. Crews have now had a chance to enter the garage that served the Nashville Public Library and surrounding businesses. The structure may have to be partially or completely rebuilt. The garage has long been a popular choice due to its central location and relatively low cost of daily parking. The cause of the fire is not clear, but crews do not believe it was intentionally set. Scary moments for a man driving in Nashville after he was struck by gunfire. It happened near the intersection of Clarksville Pike at Rosa Parks Boulevard. The victim says he was shot in the shoulder after hearing the gunfire. He then reportedly drove to Fire Station 11 for help. He was taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. It's unclear if the shooting was random or targeted. No arrests have been announced. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Tennesseans reacting to the passing of Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson. Longtime journalist and touring musician Dan Idem says Wilson and the Beach Boys' influence crossed generations.
They were just so innovative in what they did, songwriting. I mean, the Wilson brothers worked together, and the Beach Boys defined the 60s. I don't think there's the Beatles in some way, but here in the good old U.S. of A., the Beach Boys defined the 60s.
From 1962 to 1966, the Beach Boys racked up 10 top 10 hits and 7 more top 40 chart entries for Capitol Records. Brian Wilson was 82. Will Lumley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good. I heard some news, some movie news.
Movie news. Let's go to our entertainment correspondent, John Dinkins.
Well, I didn't know that they've got a new Tarzan movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who's going to play Tarzan?
The Pablo guy or whatever?
No. Tarzan. Chris Hemsworth. He was Thor.
Really?
He's going to play Tarzan. And they cut his hair in the middle of it. He's got long hair at the beginning. I think it's the story of where Jane takes him back. And they, make him a scholar, very smart. But then he goes back to the jungle. It's kind of weird.
Did that really happen in the show?
Well, that happened in the book.
Oh,
and
okay.
There's only one adaptation that's like that, and that's with Bo Derek. No, not Bo Derek, but I forgot the guy that was playing Tarzan. Oh, Addie McDowell, the actress. She played Jane, but they emphasized how they educated him, and then he went back to the jungle. He couldn't take it anymore, and he went back to the jungle. So I think it's kind of based on that story.
The Legend of Tarzan?
Is Chris Hemsworth in it?
Let's see. No.
This
was 2016.
Yeah, this is a new version. They come out with a new Tarzan movie about once every 10 years.
The last one was 2016.
Yeah. And I think the other one was maybe early 2000s, late 1990s, I think. Maybe earlier than that, actually.
Tarzan 2026. Blake Lively.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. I don't know if she's Jane, but I think she is. I'm not sure. Rutherford
County. Let's see here. I hate ads. I don't hate ads, but I don't like it when we're
trying to... They mess up our timing.
Oh, wow.
Swinging through shadows. But when they came with greed in
their
hands...
Yeah, I think she is Tarzan or Jane.
Bleeds, and it fights.
That's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. He was a savage, a relic of the forest.
He's just like Chris Hemsworth.
But when I looked into his
eyes, yeah.
He makes a good Tarzan, though, doesn't he?
The look of it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Modern day kind of thing.
I think he's going to be, like, educated. I don't think he's going to be me, Tarzan, you, Jane kind of thing. I think he's going to be,
Yeah, they do show a big city and him in the big city looking out over, a big city.
That's what he...
And then he got a haircut.
He's looking over the big city?
Yeah.
Okay, Blake Lively is Jane. Okay. All right. Well, I do want to also tell you that I'm going to have to change my cards. I'm out of sync. Murfreesboro MTE goes over here. And my cheat sheets go over here. Okay. Now.
You feel better?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up after Rewind at 6:35. Another check of the forecast. And our first look at traffic in minutes at 6:34. Before we get to today in history, though, it's time for our song of the day. Actors who had hit songs. Yes, actors who had hit songs. This is Andy Griffith.
Make ourselves comfortable, baby.
The song starts off, and this boy is writing a letter to Dorothy Dix. He says, "Dear Dorothy Dix, I'm in the worst fix that I have ever been in. says, just what does a boy do when right out of the blue she invites him in and says,
ooh, make yourself.
So it's him doing, you know, telling a story about right. this song. And, you know, so it goes back and forth.
He had a lot of records where it's just comedy records yeah. before he became Andy Griffith or Andy Taylor. So that's our song of the day. Okay, now to Today in History, brought to you by our friends at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ooh, we got a lot to do in a minute 32. You ready?
We're ready, Freddie.
Hang on, baby. 1909, Shine On Harvest Moon by Ada Jones hits number one.
Oh, love, stay high.
We'll move on. 1954, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock is released. In 1965, Sonny and Cher make their first TV appearance in American Bandstand. In 1966, Dave Clark Five sets a record as they appear for the 12th time on the Ed Sullivan Show. In 1967, You Only Live Twice, the fifth James Bond film, starring Sean Connery, premieres in London.
You only live twice.
In 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first Indiana Jones film, directed by Steven Spielberg. I'm on that kick now. I'm on that binge kick.
Are you?
I'll talk about that tomorrow. What are we watching? Mariah Carey, debut album by Mariah, is released. That's 1990. 1997, Batman and Robin, starring George Clooney, the unforgettable Batman, or the forgettable Batman, whichever way you want to look at it. 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 12th, 1990. The release of Mariah Carey's self-titled debut album with four number one singles in a row. This date in 1992.
This is the house that Davis built.
The release of the comedy House Sitter.
This is the stranger who's moving into the house that Davis built.
Starring Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing? What are you doing?
And June 12, 1997.
I freeze.
The L.A. premiere of the superhero movie.
I'm Batman.
Batman and Robin.
I want a car.
A dub.
Chicks dig the car.
I'm Brendan Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we could see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies. We top out around 90. Isolated showers and storms linger Thursday night, dropping back to around 71 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms will be more widespread into Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we hit a high around 89. Showers and storms remain into Friday night, dropping back to around 70 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Good morning, filling out paperwork on the earlier wreck we had in South Nashville. 65 northbound near 440 is not causing too much of a backup, but it's still there nonetheless. As it gets heavier, 65 south at Trinity Lane, it's picked up even more now on Vietnam Vets coming westbound as you pass Gallatin Pike there through Hendersonville, headed on over to Conference Drive. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof's starting to leak. Call Independent Roofing Specialist today. These guys are affordable. Log on to irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS welcomes all of you to the community who are here for the International Folk Fest. There are performances each day throughout the day. Check our events calendar for more information. Don't forget the Taste of Rutherford, Main Street's annual fundraiser, will be at Oakland's Mansion on Saturday, July the 19th. Put that on your calendar. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro to get your tickets. And Steel Magnolias comes to the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. It's a short run, July the 18th through the 20th. Don't miss Steel Magnolias. There are free grief support groups every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10, and they're at 325 St. Clair Street. That's also where the Parkinson Support Group meets at 10 o'clock on the first and third Friday of each month. The St. Clair Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street. And Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department's Teen Fire Academy is June 25th through the 27th. Get with the Murfreesboro Fire Department for more information. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Start your day with the headlines from the Rutherford Roundup. Get the latest news, events, and stories shaping Rutherford County all in just minutes a day. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. For more, WGNSradio.com, and stay informed and never miss a beat.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
All right, to give Brian a break today, we are going with Daryl Rigsby's jokes. Pretty soon he's going to have his own show, Daryl Rigsby Joke Time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, judge it honestly and fairly. Don't go, oh, it's the greatest joke I've ever heard, okay?
What if it is?
Well, it probably won't be, but anyway. I'm not a fan of elevator music.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad on so many levels.
Yeah, I
get it.
I do.
Okay, so what are you gonna rate it?
10.2.
We don't even do tens. 1 to 5.
Oh, we're 1 to 5. I thought we were 1 to 10 again. No. 5.2. 5. Because Daryl.
Okay, I'm giving it a 4.
Your jokes are amazing.
And we'll up it to a 5.
Yeah, it's the highest score now, isn't it?
Yes.
You got a good week coming, Daryl. I can just feel it.
It's so tainted. This whole thing is tainted. All right, Daryl, way to go. Big 5. 641.
CBS News Brief. Chaos in a residential neighborhood in northwestern India after an Air India plane bound for London's Gatwick Airport crashed just after takeoff from Ahmedabad.
Rescuers say dozens of bodies have been found at the site. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio is at the foreign desk.
This was an Air India passenger flight, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner with more than 240 passengers as well as crew on board.
Video from the scene shows black smoke billowing into the air as firefighters hose down the charred remains.
This plane was loaded up with fuel. This was for a 4,000-mile flight for more than 9 hours. Air India says that the passenger manifest was 169 Indians, 53 Brits, 7 Portuguese, and 1 Canadian national.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the crash heartbreaking beyond words. CBS News.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A significant change is coming to high school sports statewide, and it's one that will impact students in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and all across Rutherford County. Beginning with the 2025-2026 school year, the TSSAA will allow students to transfer schools for academic, emotional, environmental, or mental health reasons, so long as the sending school does not report an athletic or disciplinary issue within 7 days. This measure is designed to support student well-being while preserving competitive integrity. In related developments, the TSSAA Board of Control and Legislative Council meeting jointly in Mount Juliet voted to elevate girls' flag football to full championship status beginning in spring of 2025. Additional announcements included the appointment of E.J. Wood, Green Hill High School's athletic director, as assistant executive director of TSSAA, replacing longtime official Gene Menez. The board approved over $40,000 in funding for award-winning athletic programs. With policy changes aiming to support youth athletics, the Kids Count Data book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation reveals that Tennessee still ranks 37th in the overall child well-being. Tennessee showed modest gains in economic and community indicators, but continues to struggle with child health, ranking 41st. Mental health remains a pressing concern, though new legislation is improving interagency coordination. Grace Bowen of the Sycamore Institute and Leslie Bowyer of the Casey Foundation emphasize the importance of focusing on racial disparities and the potential impact of federal safety net program decisions on state-level outcomes for children in Rutherford County and beyond. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
The Women's Club of Murfreesboro does so much to preserve the history of this community. A special thank you to Sandra Hawkins, who volunteers much of her time documenting local history. She also serves on the board, is a past president, and is always helping with different committees. Thank you, Sandra Hawkins. And right now, the Women's Club of Murfreesboro is preserving their historic downtown home.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Middle Point Landfills, Mike Klassen.
Let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground.
Middle Point's trying hard to start a recycling program.
You know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there, and the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like $33 per month. For less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like, that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with...
People who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's the shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's right now 6:48. We've got weather coming up and our final look at the weather and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. I think he's drunk. At 6:57 this morning, I'm going to talk a little food. I saw a commercial from Wendy's.
Oh,
I didn't know Frosty's. Did I miss a snack food report or something?
That they have flavor swirls and stuff.
Yeah, you can put stuff in it now.
Yeah, you missed that.
Yeah, but it's just in vanilla, right? I mean, it's basically.
I don't know if I'm sure why. I mean, if you wanted to put it in chocolate, why not?
Man, that's pretty good stuff. I would think that's ideal. They had, I think they were going to, Pop-Tart crumbs you put in there, you know, or Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
And they had
They're basically
swirl.
Using it to make like a blizzard or a concrete or
right,
something. You
right,
know.
Right.
Might as well.
Well, they went so long with just the Frosty. That's it.
Yeah.
And only two flavors. That was it. And now they've gone crazy. Everybody's trying to keep up with everybody, I guess, aren't they? Have you had the new McDonald's chicken wrap? Or is it out yet?
Yeah, it's not out. I had that on Taco Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, I can't remember what date it is. It's sometime in July.
Yeah.
10th, 12th, somewhere in there.
I kind of chime out on, you know.
They've got the ranch, of course, which was the most popular.
Right.
I'm disappointed there's no honey mustard, but I don't think they have honey mustard there. So, and the other is some kind of sriracha hot one.
Burger King's got a good snack wrap.
Yeah. My Burger King's not there anymore.
Well, you should have visited it more.
Yeah.
I think in the north end of the county, you've got to, I mean, you've really got to be, I don't know, they expect a little bit more foo-foo stuff.
Well, it's not. It's downtown, really.
Well, I mean.
Across from Nissan.
Bad location, I guess.
Well, it wasn't easy to get to.
You can't just turn right and go in, right? Or can you?
You can.
So why was it bad? What do you mean it was hard to get to? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it was...
Traffic so bad?
I guess. I always went the back way, so I avoid Memorial if I can.
I never understood why the one on Thompson Lane didn't do any good. But it was hard to get out of.
Yes.
It was terribly hard to get out of.
And so is the 7 Brew over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's a challenge.
I would always go down Broad and then turn... right that little side road. I think, is that Jones? I don't remember the name of the road now.
No, that's Medical Center Parkway.
No, before it.
Oh.
The one before.
I don't know.
It's not sure. Jones, because Jones cuts through the behind the...
By Duncan?
Yeah, you turn right before where the where Logan's used to be. There's a little road.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so I would turn on that road and then turn in from the Office Depot.
But you don't go Memorial, so you probably didn't visit that Burger King very often.
Well, I mean, it was easy to do that. You go down Broad and then turn in, and then you can jump up on Medical Center Parkway and hit the light and go back down Broad. So it wasn't bad. It was one of the stops. But on Broad Street, there's Hardee's. I'm talking about fast food, and Checkers, which you cannot get in and out of on that coming out.
And you know, the right side of Memorial, coming from, say, the station, and you're going out.
Mm-hmm.
After you go over the bridge, blah, blah, whatever. You don't go over the bridge, whatever. But down by Wendy's, that's on the left, that little strip mall that's right there.
Yeah. Oh.
You better not ever pull in there.
And people will try to get over there, and then someone will stop inevitably. But they're in the left lane, and the right lane doesn't stop, and then they've got that lane clogged, and then the light turns green, and you're sitting there. It's, I don't know.
As exasperating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's celebrate some birthdays today. We've got a bunch, and we've got a bunch on our local list as well.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1916, Irwin Allen, American director, he directed Land of the Giant, The Time Tunnel, Poseidon Adventure, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, born in New York City. I think that is Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. In 1916, Ivan Tors, a Hungarian TV producer, he produced my favorite show of all time, other than The Adventures of Superman, Sea Hunt. The most popular syndicated television show in the history of TV. It
really?
Was not on the major channels. It was just syndicated. 1924, George H.W. Bush, the 41st U.S. president. He served as the 43rd U.S. vice president, born in Milton, Massachusetts. I'm waiting for some...
No.
Well, that's late now. That's sacrilege.
I was thinking about Anne Frank.
I wasn't even going to talk about Anne Frank. But anyway, she has a birthday, born in 1929. She was a victim of the Nazi Holocaust, wrote the Diary of Anne Frank. 1930, Jim Nabors, American actor and singer. Shazam! Citizens arrest! And then when he sang like this.
Yeah, I know.
1971, Ryan Klesko, American Major League outfielder of the Atlanta Braves, born in Westminster, California. Local birthdays today, Nancy Smith, Cheryl Johnson, Brad White, Liz Driscoll-Jones, Renee Taylor, and Nancy Smith, Chris Rawlings, Misty Cole, and Ingrid Close. Wow, that's a bunch.
It is, and help us with the list here. Call or text 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And we'll be back with more. Let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we could see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies. We top out around 90. Isolated showers and storms linger Thursday night, dropping back to around 71 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms will be more widespread into Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we hit a high around 89. Showers and storms remain into Friday night, dropping back to around 70 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Good morning. There's still a couple of wrecks, and they're clearing stages out here. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic trying to get up out of Murray County right now into Williamson on 65 northbound there in Spring Hill. A little bit slow at times. 65 south at Trinity Lane as that traffic builds down through Madison right now, approaching Briley on 65 there going southbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken Karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's always a lot of fun on Thursday nights. Check out the menu throughout the day and order online. online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market. It's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966.
They say when in doubt, improvise.
Oh, are you like an agent?
And that's exactly what happens to three actors getting in way over their heads in the movie Deep Cover. With Bryce Dallas Howard, who sat down with me at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. Did it take you back to the early days of learning your craft with improv?
Mostly for me, until just a couple of years ago, I was teaching at NYU for several years.
Wow.
It was just wonderful to get to be in a room with other creatives, kind of working things out. It is something that is taught and learned.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that felt very familiar.
Deep Cover is streaming on Prime now. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, we're approaching the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have more of the Wake Up Crew following the news at 7 o'clock. Kelly Beam is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all of the work she does at the Chamber of Commerce to help businesses succeed in our growing community. Kelly Beam will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, News Radio WGNS. And I imagine that job is much busier than it used to be.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you bet. And so congrats to Kelly, and thanks to Ryan Flowers for helping us out with that. And you, it's listeners who help us with this Good Neighbor of the Day. I figured it up. It's almost 10,000 that they've done over the years, and you can be part of the next 10,000 by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get in your good neighbor announcements to us. Also, don't forget birthdays, anniversaries, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, you've got just a few minutes to get them in.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
We've got more news coming up from CBS. Our time here at WGNS is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Air India jet bound for London crashes.
Video shows thick black smoke rising into the sky.
Immigration protests spread to new cities. Remembering Brian Wilson. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An Air India passenger jet bound for London from India with more than 240 people on board crashed in a residential area not long after takeoff. Here's CBS's Raimi Innocencio.
The plane crashed into what appears to be apartment blocks. Laundry could be seen hanging in some balconies. You can see a part of the plane's tail resting on the top of what CBS News has confirmed is a hospital. Reuters, the news agency, is reporting that at least 30 bodies have been recovered from a building where the plane crashed, and more people are trapped inside. Also very important to note that this is the first plane crash involving a Boeing 787. This model of aircraft has had battery issues in the past, and the fleet was previously grounded, but this was in 2012, and before this particular model was built. The airplane from today's crash was delivered in 2014, but this is now shaping up to be one of India's worst air disasters.
A passenger list indicates there were no Americans on board the jet. The U.S. is pulling some non-essential personnel and family members from spots in the Middle East. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Multiple sources tell CBS News U.S. officials have been told Israel is fully ready to launch an operation against Iran. In response, sources say the U.S. anticipates Iran could retaliate against certain American sites in neighboring Iraq. That's the reason the U.S. advised some Americans to leave the Middle East, including nations within striking distance of Iran. For example, the State Department ordered non-emergency government officials out of Iraq due to, quote, heightened regional tensions. The Pentagon also authorized the voluntary departure of military families from locations across the region. Now, the move comes as the U.S. and Iran are negotiating a new nuclear peace agreement. Special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is set to meet with Iran in the coming days for a sixth round of talks.
Anti-ICE protests that led to the mobilization of federal troops in Los Angeles are now growing in other cities. CBS's Carter Evans.
In downtown Los Angeles, dozens of protesters were arrested and loaded onto police buses for failing to disperse. But it was a more chaotic scene in other parts of the country, including 900 miles north here in Spokane, Washington, where police broke up crowds by firing pepper balls.
I want a lawyer!
In Tucson, Arizona, several people were detained after protests led to smashed windows outside an ICE office. Fueling the protests are images of agents raiding workplaces.
Health Secretary Kennedy has named 8 new advisors to serve on the CDC's Vaccine Recommendations Committee, days after firing all 17 members. CBS's Matt Piper.
The picks include some close allies of the secretary and his inner circle who have a history of criticizing vaccine recommendations. Dr. Robert Malone worked on early research related to mRNA vaccine technology, but was accused during the COVID pandemic of spreading misinformation about the vaccines.
Bob Dylan calls Brian Wilson a genius. CBS's Anthony Mason says the leader of the Beach Boys died yesterday at 82, unleashing accolades from famous friends and everyday fans. I'm picking up.
Brian Wilson was the fragile heart of the Beach Boys.
Did you push yourself pretty hard in the studio?
Yeah, I drove myself. I wanted a perfectionist, you know.
In the 60s, their California surf rock was music for an endless summer. No American band produced more top 40 hits.
We come on this loop, John B.
Wilson was just 20 when the Beach Boys signed with Capitol Records in L.A. In Hawthorne, California, Wilson had brought together his brothers, Carl and Dennis, cousin Mike Love, and their friend Al Jardine. Wilson and Love settled on a surfing theme.
I never surfed, and he never surfed either.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Physically and verbally abused by his father, Wilson endured long periods of drug addiction and mental illness. He escaped into his music. Good Vibrations is considered a sonic masterpiece.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Paul McCartney called God Only Knows the greatest song ever written.
You're listening to the World News Roundup. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss. By mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Authorities in Washington state say their hunt for Travis Decker is focused on a remote alpine lake. Decker is suspected of killing his three young daughters. Sheriff Mike Morrison.
He is surrounded. Washington state knows who he is. We're going to continue to be in there. And he's got a lot of ground to cover. Eventually, he's going to tire and he's going to make a mistake.
A day after issuing a partial guilty verdict at Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial, jurors in New York returned to deliberate a remaining charge. The jury also returned a not guilty verdict on one of the charges yesterday. At the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial, CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on the testimony of an ex-girlfriend.
There were a number of texts that we heard from Jane where she set up the hotel nights, helped to set up the payments for them, and even purchased supplies for the escorts. Jane also said at one point in court, "I resent him," referring to Combs, "for knowing how much I loved him and knowing I could not say no to him."
President Trump is set to sign a resolution today aimed at blocking California's move to phase out the sale of gasoline-powered cars by setting higher emission standards. The state plans to challenge in court. The EPA is set to eliminate regulations for power plants fueled by coal and natural gas. Administrator Lee Zeldin says it will save trillions of dollars and unleash American energy.
Rules were enacted seeking to suffocate our economy in order to protect the environment, seeking to make all sorts of industries, including coal and more, disappear.
Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirements that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. That law is set to take effect in August. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we could see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies. We top out around 90. Isolated showers and storms linger Thursday night, dropping back to around 71 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms will be more widespread into Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we hit a high around 89. Showers and storms remain into Friday night, dropping back to around 70 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's got a little bit heavier on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. All that traffic coming down from the north there through Madison. Bonnaroo starts today. That's going to create a lot of extra traffic up and down. 24 there in Coffee County, Manchester. A lot lots of THP units already out on 24 through parts of Rutherford, Coffee County because of Bonnaroo. So give yourself extra time. Princess Hot Chicken has that karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's always a lot of fun on Thursday nights. Order online today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Your 7 a.m. wake-up call there. 7:11 now, though.
That was definitely a wake-up call.
Almost 12 minutes after.
I think your dog just fell over.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Are they listening this morning,
your dog? Of course.
Yeah. Skeeter's running around in circles trying to chase his tail.
Yes.
I think you need to see a vet about that. I think that's the reason he does that.
That just reminded me. Is it normal? So I'm searching for chase tail dogs. Why? Is it important? Is it normal? So let's get our answer. Dogs chase their tails, a behavior you may have seen or heard about. It's often seen as amusing. But while it can be normal and harmless at times, it can also be a sign of underlying issues.
Skeeter has issues.
Breakdown of common reasons. Playfulness, trying to burn energy. He's definitely got that. Underlying issues, pain or discomfort, no. Parasites, allergies, neurological problems, maybe. Anxiety, stress, canine compulsive disorder, similar to OCD. Dogs have CCD. Is it normal? If it's aggressive, repetitive, or if the dog is hurting themselves, it could be a sign of a deeper issue. He's not doing any of those things. So.
Oh, so you deem you're okay, Dr. Barrett. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's not trying to hurt himself.
I think he has anxiety.
I think it's his way of showing excitement. He doesn't chase his tail, but he turns in circles a lot. So when I walk in, that's the first thing I see is Ladybug looking at me and him just twirling around in circles.
And that's excitement.
Yeah, and he'll twirl around when I let Rosie out, and then he continues to twirl and go out the door. And then he'll go down the steps and come back up the steps. And I say, you got to go outside. And he'll go down the steps and come back up the steps. So then I have to go to the bottom of the steps. And then he'll go to the edge of the patio and come back. And I say, you've got to go outside. And then I have to go to the edge of the patio. And then he'll finally go out. So I have to go out with him, too. You cursed me with that.
What do you mean I cursed you? I didn't. What?
When you said it's a dachshund thing.
I didn't think I ever said that. I think it's just the way my dog does.
Oh. You didn't have to do that with any of your other dogs?
No. Of course.
I wonder if he's afraid that I'm about to leave again or something.
I think so. I think it's anxiety.
Yeah.
He loves his owner so much. Poor thing.
Well, they get treated nicely.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. And I feed them. Let's see. This is a Thursday morning. It's episode number 1677. You know, tomorrow's Friday the 13th, right?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yep. And
look, man, that's scary.
Scary? 2 days until Flag Day, that's on Saturday, and 3 days until Father's Day, that's on Sunday. So be sure to get those fathers that special gift.
I don't think the weather's going to cooperate much on Father's Day.
No, it's going to rain again this weekend.
What, about 70% chance, I believe.
70, 80. It's just another rainy weekend.
Will you have to go on the air?
I don't think so. I think we're going to be all right.
Did you go on the air? What day was it? Tuesday? No, Monday.
Monday. Briefly. Yeah. We had special weather statement. We had a heavy thunderstorm. But nothing much.
That was kind of like a summer shower.
Yeah, it turned out to be. Didn't get as severe here, which is good.
It got a lot of rain, though.
About an inch, an inch and a half, 2 inches. So the yard needs mowing again. I guess that's maybe this afternoon's chore. since it's going to rain starting tomorrow again. But anyway, Throwback Thursday coming up here in just a few minutes as well. And our song of the day, we've been looking at actors who have had hit songs. Here is actor Andy Griffith with one of his hits from 1955.
Make ourselves comfortable, baby.
The song starts off, and this boy is writing a letter to Dorothy Dix. He says, "Dear Dorothy Dix, I'm in the worst fix that I have ever been in." Says, "Just what does a boy do when right out of the blue she invites him in and says..."
So this was Andy Griffith. He was kind of telling a story and the song that went along with that story, and was a hit. It was the climb to number 26 on the charts in 1955. Kind of a throwback to 1955 and our song of the day today. What is that sound?
A fly. Annoying fly.
Or the blood-sucking kind.
What?
Mosquito.
Oh, mosquito. Are they back?
They are huge.
Oh, really? I haven't been outside at night enough to...
Well, even just letting the dogs out, I walk out and they're so big you can see them flying around and you can hear them and they land. And I mean, these mosquitoes are so big at my house, I can take my hand and grab them.
Didn't have enough cold weather this winter.
I guess.
That's usually the sign.
They are gargantuan.
And it was wet. It was a wet winter for part of it.
And a wet spring.
Yeah.
But they are so huge.
Could carry you off.
I guess. I don't remember seeing them that big.
Yeah.
Maybe they have.
I don't ever get out of the screened-in porch when I let Chipper out, so mine just goes on out.
I mean, you walk out the back door, and all of a sudden, here they are.
Why is it the last time they go to the bathroom, though, before you go to bed, is their longest outing?
Does yours do that?
Mine takes forever.
Well, I mean, I'm letting out three.
Yeah.
And so I have to make sure that Skeeter goes out. They like to go out because they know when they come back in, they get treats.
Uh-huh.
So, but Rosie will sniff around and, you know, and then everybody else is done and she hasn't done the second part of her business and had to go outside, hurry up. And then she has to find just the right spot.
Oh, I know. That's aggravating. Yeah.
Then twirl around for about 10
minutes.
They
do realize when you're leaving, though.
Oh, yeah.
They hurry up pretty good if they know you're going out the door.
Yeah, they most certainly do. Well, we're out the door for sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Indiana Pacers took care of business in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, coming out on top 116-107 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Benedict Mathurin off the bench was the leading scorer of the game, 27 points. Tyrese Haliburton was just shy of a triple-double, 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Thunder had 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists.
It felt like they won all the 50-50 plays. They executed on both ends of the ball. When you give those two things up, and no matter what quarter, you're probably going to lose the quarter. Especially, and then it goes back to especially on the road in a hostile environment, the crowds behind them. So, yeah, we got to take care of those things if we want to come out of game forward a dub.
Game 4 will be on Friday. In baseball, the Giants have won 7 in a row after defeating the Rockies 10-7, and the Yankees topped the Royals 6-3. Aaron Judge with home run number 25 on the season.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We continue along here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. Time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's where we find Hope Rogers, who's always hanging out there. We're going to touch on a pretty important topic here for you today. Maybe you have been thinking about independent living, but and for your parents and whatnot, but Hope, there may be some questions about maybe someone who has some short-term memory issues and things of that nature and is independent living for them. I thought maybe we could touch on that and some of the services there at the Villages. So kind of talk to me a little bit about what you think in those situations. I'm sure you answer that question frequently.
We do. And you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, maybe my loved one is not, you know, able to do all of the things that we do here regularly, you know, at the Villages. But, you know, anybody that thinks their loved one may not qualify for an independent living because they do see some mild, you know, short-term memory issues with mom or dad, it's really kind of the opposite when you think about it. You know, when a parent's moved into this type of environment, they actually tend to thrive because of that structure that they've been missing when they've been living at home alone.
I'm sure you see that, you know, when residents move in and they begin to make friends and, you know, they're getting three square meals a day and all of those kinds of things, you see people really blossom, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, referring to things like, you know, those three nutritious meals a day versus, you know, so many people, seniors are doing microwave meals or they may just be skipping meals altogether. You know, nutrition is very important for their overall health, and especially with medications that they may be receiving. You know, they really need to be eating well, which they would get here. And, you know, receiving their medication properly is also vital to their overall well-being. Sometimes when there's some mild memory issues, they forget to take their medication or the difficulty that they can have trying to organize those meds. You know, somebody might take a lot of meds every day, and trying to put those in a pill box and organize them and manage those, that can be very overwhelming. And sometimes they'll just skip them altogether because of that.
Yeah, many of them may look the same. You may take more of one medication because they look similar to another, and then that gets all that out of whack. And so that's really good to know that you all help with that. And there are activities that go on within the facility itself. You don't have to go out on the party bus, but you do a lot of things to interact with all the residents as well.
That's exactly right. You know, that activity and that socialization also plays a key role in good mental health. Brain activity is so important, and it benefits their overall quality of life. You know, whether that's crafting, to the word games, to bingo, you know, and being able to get out in the community and do things, or socializing with people their own age. You know, that truly is important at that stage in life.
Hope Rogers at the Villages of Murfreesboro, as we talk about many of the great things that are going on over at the Villages, that and maybe some things that you have thought about and independent living and just thought, well, I don't know if my parent qualifies or whatnot. But the best thing to do is to come ask, and you can show them around and give them some more details, right?
Most definitely. You know, they just call us and say, you know, I'm not sure, this is what I'm seeing at home. You know, and that's what we tell people, you know, a structured environment can help them remain independent even longer. So being in this type of situation can actually, you know, improve their overall quality of life and keep them at that independent level, you know, longer than you would anticipate.
Mm-hmm. And the socialization is so important. When people feel isolated, they feel bad. And you know, all the residents, I mean, it's your family.
That's exactly right. You know, what we tend to see and hear from families after they've made that move is, you know, oh, mom is so happy. She's putting on weight. Or dad's doing so much better, you know, since he hasn't been at home alone. So we see the results.
So another question here that just kind of popped into my mind. What would you say to someone who is thinking, well, this is going to progress. So what do we do when it gets to the point where maybe more hands-on memory care is needed?
Sure. And you know, with dementia diagnosis, you can expect that. No one knows, you know, some people stay at different levels longer. But with a dementia diagnosis, you can expect that there's, you know, there's going to be decline as time goes on. And that is where we can transition someone into our memory care. And you know, that typically happens when we're concerned with the security or the dignity of a resident in independent living. So, you know, memory care kind of meets them where they are, and they continue to thrive and do well with those additional nursing services that they receive. And, you know, it's designed for those with more advanced memory loss, but they still live a very, you know, structured life. It's full of activity, and we continue that throughout that disease process.
So how does someone find out more about the Villages of Murfreesboro? I guess they could just call you, right?
They can just give me a call. Yeah, 615-848-3030. And, you know, if independent living, it seems like that's the right move, then we can talk further about it and you know, you can try it out.
And you're located right here in Murfreesboro on Willow Oak Trail. So stop on in and visit with Hope Rogers over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Joining us right here this morning as we continue the Wake Up Crew.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune, I enjoy that very much. Social Hour and Trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:30 as we move along here on a Thursday morning. A little throwback Thursday coming up in just a few moments, but we've got to celebrate some birthdays, John.
Yeah, we do. We've got Nancy Smith, Cheryl Johnson, Brad White, Liz Driscoll-Jones, Renee Taylor, Nancy Smith, Chris Rawlings, Misty Cole, and Ingrid Close.
Those are the names we have right now. Had those coming into the morning. If you've called or text, we'll add that to the list coming up here at the top of the hour. But if you haven't done so yet, You need to go ahead and get those names into us. 615-893-1450. It's our deadline for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Time to check on traffic, weather, and news.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we could see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies. We top out around 90. Isolated showers and storms linger Thursday night, dropping back to around 71 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms will be more widespread into Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we hit a high around 89. Showers and storms remain into Friday night, dropping back to around 70 with mostly cloudy skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to load up with a little bit more volume on 24 westbound, passing Haywood Lane, Bell Road, all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro here into Antioch. It's a little bit busy, 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. That should slow down even more so here in the next few minutes as it picks up through Dixon County on I-40 at Highway 46. All that traffic eastbound on I-40 right now, leaving Dixon County, headed towards Kingston Springs. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee for a car or a big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Laverne police are cracking down on reckless driving after a neon green Dodge Charger connected to multiple hit-and-run incidents on Murfreesboro Road crashed on west near Sebring Boulevard this past Sunday. Officers found the driver, Jose Hernandez Lopez, injured and impaired with open alcohol containers in the vehicle. He admitted to drinking and causing the crashes and now faces several charges, including DUI, reckless endangerment, and leaving the scene of an accident with injuries. One victim was hospitalized. Laverne Police Chief Christopher Mays stated, "We will not tolerate reckless drivers endangering the lives in our city. Thank you to our officers for their swift professional response in protecting our community." End quote. The incident underscores ongoing efforts to increase safety enforcement across northern Rutherford County. Meanwhile, a separate dispute continues to unfold in Rutherford County over property assessments. Attorney William S. Cartman Sr., representing property assessor Rob Mitchell, issued a poignant response to County Mayor Joe Carr's call for Mitchell's resignation. At the heart of the controversy is an 11.3% property assessment error rate cited by the State Board of Equalization, which exceeds the 5% threshold. Cartman emphasized that Mitchell operates independently as an elected constitutional officer and that a judicial review challenging the state's findings is currently pending. He accused Mayor Carr of spreading half-truths and political rhetoric designed to influence public opinion. Carmen asserted that Mitchell is committed to due process and will continue to serve Rutherford County residents with integrity while the legal process unfolds. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is the time. It's News Radio, WGNS 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com. And it is a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
John, you're throwing back to what?
Well, we're going to talk about high school reunions. Because this is the month that everybody has their high school reunion, for the most part. Last year was mine. It was my 50th. And it was held at Oakland's Mansion. Great, great time. I was reluctant to go, but then they put me on the committee. So I felt like I had to go. But I had a great time. It was really good. And
did you go to the 40th or the 30th or the 20th? Or
I went to the 10, 15, didn't go to the 20th, didn't go to the 30th. Wait, yes, I did. I went to the 30th and didn't go to the 40th, but when the 50th came around, I decided to come. Of course, as you know, the crowd gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
As the older you get. The class of 75 just had theirs, I think, this past weekend. I knew a lot of those people in 75. And probably I'll know some in 76, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot harder than people think it is, because you've got to get money from these folks. You have to get music, whatever way you want to do it, with a band or DJ, and then you've got to get the place. You've got to get food, the catering, and all that. And
you got to have enough people to buy tickets to
go to
afford it. And
yeah, so it's kind of a tough little situation. Let's see, you didn't go to your 20th, did you?
No.
Okay.
So the trend had been, especially for those, you know, like the 10 and the 15 and all, the trend has been to do it in conjunction with the Oakland Riverdale football game.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of tailgate, have a tent, that kind of thing at one of those. And of course, we're usually broadcasting, or we have always in football broadcasting that game.
Well, that's a new trend. I know we've always had them in June, but we couldn't get into the two of the schools because of the construction.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're going to have an open house at Riverdale, and I'm sure they will at Oakland when they get that new part completed. What is the timeline for that?
It's going to – last time frame I heard was around fall break time.
Okay.
So I think maybe the plan is hopefully to move in.
Everything will be ready to go.
After fall break.
I got you. That's going to be a busy week.
Yeah. It's not going to be done in time for the start of school.
Yeah.
At least that was the last that I heard.
But anyway, we had ours at Oakland's Mansion. We got finished, and the last few that were there, we really had a good time. I mean, we were still playing music, and it was a great time. You need to go to one, Brian, sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people you went to school with that you and I both know.
Very true.
I could probably go to that one. I'd know so many people there.
Well, you probably taught all half of them. Or,
yeah.
But, of course, you know, that Walter Hill was one of several schools that fed into Oakland. There was no middle school at the time. They were K-8s.
It's funny. I was at a place the other night, and it wasn't square dancing, but a country band. I went to hear a country band at Gladeville Community Center, and they played for music from 6:30 to 9:30, and I ran into some Walter Hill folks there.
Oh yeah,
and we were talking about the old videos we used to do and that kind of thing. They said, "Do you have any of those videos still, Mr. Dingus?" I said, "Well, I do, but I've lost two that I gave a couple of people, and they've never returned them." So,
and no, you can't have the copy.
I'm giving them out. I'm sorry. I had another guy call me and say, "Hey, do you have that video from 19 whatever?" And I said, "Man, I'm sorry. I just don't give them out anymore because I've given two away and to let them borrow to make a copy, and they've never given it back." So
that could be a little side hustle for you. Sell them.
Well, I don't have
DVDs.
That much. I don't have enough copies to. I never get them back, so I don't know if I can make any money on them. But I'd rather they just say, "Can I have one?" You know, and let me just give it to them.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, that's
That's it. Throwback Thursday in the books.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Next on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, it's the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering, spotlighting Martin Ridgely, a first grade teacher at Hobgood Elementary. He says some of the most important people in his life growing up were educators, and that inspired him to get into the profession.
I had a great amount of respect for them, and I knew that this was a very noble profession, and I had a desire to really help others.
Martin Ridgely, our Educator of the Month, talks about what he enjoys most about teaching first grade.
Students are building foundational skills that go on to support their learning for years to come. I enjoy creating a classroom community that encourages creativity and curiosity, where students feel safe to take risks, and it's just really rewarding to see their confidence grow as they begin to read and write and think more independently.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Nominate an educator from our website, WGNSradio.com.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have doors, plenty of doors. If you're doing that special project or if you just wanting to change out all your doors in your home, just come on by and see us. We have doors.
We also have brand new paint that'll be great for doing home projects.
We got it. Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back here to wrap things up, 742. We've got Action Line coming up here in a few moments. And then Roundtable, Rutherford Issues. Got a lot of local talk straight ahead here on 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. Track usage, pay your bills, report outages anytime right from the app. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Good neighbor today, Kelly Beam. She is the good neighbor for all the work she does over at the Chamber of Commerce to help businesses succeed in our growing community. So congratulations, Kelly. Receiving flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, News Radio, WGNS, our good neighbor of the day. So how do you nominate someone like Kelly? It's five a week, 20 a month, 240 a year. So we really rely on you to help us with that. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways to get to the web form. It's going to ask you all the right questions. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why you want to nominate that person. Once you click submit, it's done, and it'll be in my inbox, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
This joke given to us from Daryl Rigsby, who I think he's going to have to be a regular on the show.
The part of Brian Barrett is being played today by Daryl Rigsby.
All right, here we go. I'm not a fan of elevator music.
Oh, no, why?
Well, it's bad on so many levels.
Replay.
I gave it a 4, you gave it a 5. They get worse as we go on. He's got 6 jokes here.
Oh, wow. That's your opinion, too, by the way.
So you could take a whole week off if you wanted to.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I've read some of them, and I go, we'll see how it goes. Are you still going to throw a 5 out there every time?
Are you going through and trying to do the best ones in your opinion first? And
at least 5 of them.
Kind of the same process that I have to go through. And
I don't know. There's so many.
Will it, you know.
I don't know if I can get it to 5.
Will it, hit just right with the judges?
Well, he went to all the trouble to send them to me, and, I hate not to read them all.
We could have the Daryl Rigsby joke hour.
I think so. We're starting to accumulate.
Oh.
I asked him if he wanted to come call in.
And he said?
And he said no.
Wow.
Well, he eats breakfast with a lot of, you know, important people.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he knows a lot of people.
Solving the world's problems.
Yeah. But actually, his brother Brett's actually working early in the morning. So, no, he's the real, you know, he's the worker.
So Brett's his brother. I thought it was his son.
I know a lot of people say that, but no, Brett's his brother.
Okay.
Very much younger brother.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What have we learned today?
I've left the room.
There's one thing I know we've learned.
Yes.
Yeah, and the people at home really need to hear that again. Yeah, they're going to have a new Tarzan movie. What else did we talk about?
Who's in it? Who's in it?
Wendy's Chris Hemsworth and Blake Lively. We had a discussion on Wendy's new Frosties that they've got. You can put stuff in them. I'm so excited. Thinking about going and getting one.
Are they called Swirl-ins or something? I don't
Swirlies,
know.
Maybe? Swirl, Wendy's yeah. Swirlies. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Talked about reunions on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Haven't been to one.
You need to go to at least one. Say you've been. And if you don't like it, don't go back to another one. They're so laid back and casual now.